This is the beginning of the video. And I'm going to ask you to get a straw and a glass of water. If you don't have these, pause this, go and find one. If you can't find one, borrow one. If you can't do that, see you later. It's interesting that you want to speak more softly. I had a comment on the channel just today saying, people think I sound aggressive when I'm talking, and I don't know why, because I don't mean to be. And this hit a chord with me, because many years ago, before I started this channel, in fact, it must have been about 15 years ago or so, I came out of a period of my life where I mumbled a lot, and I was always being told to speak up, and everyone was saying, what? And it was really irritating. And when I learned to improve that, and when I went to study voice and articulation and things that actually gave me the confidence to speak, I guess the way I do now, at first, I was still fighting with this inner confidence or lack of. And so it really came bursting out of me as either aggression or arrogance, because I was in conflict with myself and it was tension. I was fighting myself and it didn't come across very, very well at all. Now, let's just mix that with the fact that where I'm from, the accent is quite hard. I'm from London, or east of London towards Essex, and the accent there can be sometimes quite nasally and sometimes quite forceful in its attack. And we're going to talk a little bit about attack, but I just wanted you to realize that I've learned how I can soften my voice. And if I can do it, someone who was considered aggressive and who actually had some vocal issues, I believe you too can do that. So let's have a look how we can speak more softly. Of course, speaking softly doesn't mean you have to speak at a high pitch or a low pitch or anything in between. But I've got 7 steps that I think are really going to actually help anybody who's experiencing perhaps bad reactions to their, like the way they're approaching speaking, or, and it's hard to recognize for yourself. So what we can do is just test these things out and see if any of these work for you. That's why it's really good to go through the whole video, because number 1 or 2 might not work, but 7 or 8 might. You got to just do it, haven't you? Thanks for being here. Let's get on with it. The first thing, and it's not really about speaking, but it's about how you feel. And as I said before, when I was in conflict with myself, I was insecure, but trying to put my voice out, and it came across as aggressive and sometimes arrogant. One thing we can do to really counterbalance that and actually set ourselves up for speaking more softly is to calm ourselves and ground ourselves. And this especially goes for people who may feel anxious because of the reception they've had on their voice. So let's have a look. I'm going to do an exercise now with you that was given to me when I was having panic attacks, and I found it very useful for grounding and controlling my breath. Okay, so we're going to breathe in, whatever, and we're going to breathe out as long as we can. Breathing out for such an extended period of time, it calms you. And when you're calmer, your breathing, your heart rate goes down, your breath starts to slow after you've done this exercise, and you can naturally start finding yourself speaking more calmly, which in turn is one part of being softer. See, again, softness isn't necessarily breathiness, but it's something to do with relaxation, right? So try this. This is the first part, and see if it works for you. Number 2, we're going to do a 3-step vocal warm-up, just nice and easy, nice and gentle. Humming. I don't want you to push this. I want you to notice the feeling on your lips if you can. You might not feel the buzz on your lips. You might feel it in your chest, or in your throat, or in your nose, or in your head, or in your neck. Try and notice where you feel that. But just a nice, relaxed. This is starting to warm up our vocal folds and helping us realize where this resonance might lie in our body. Okay, the second part, we can do some yawning. Just opening up all these spaces. You don't have to add too much voice. You can if you want. It could be quiet. Okay, in the third part, we're going to go back to the hum. Okay, so we're going to hum again, but this time we're going to make an NG sound. So we're actually going to get like go up and down a scale, really. But we start with a hum. We move that hum into our nose, so we're making an sound. And then drop down. So the way we drop down is actually add the yawn in at the end. So we start with a hum. Move up. To the NG. So the tongue is helping with that. And then we go down by yawning. Yeah, so hum into the lips, up into the nose, back into the lips, and then down by yawning. Okay, and this is just, again, moving the apparatus around and getting them nice and limber. So when you're warm, you have much more flexibility and more, you know, you're more able to manipulate and use the vocal instrument with more dynamics. And so if you're finding yourself stuck or sounding hard, you now have more options. You've now just opened some of this gateway to the voice just by moving it and by warming it up and helping it to become more limber. So that's step two, okay? The next thing we're going to try is I'm going to introduce vocal onset. So vocal onset is largely the attack of the voice and how you approach vocalizing. One would be from my natural accent, which is called a glottal stop, where the vocal folds essentially come together and stop air coming out, and then they sort of burst through. So I'm stopping that by closing the vocal folds. So when I speak, sometimes I do that. And my own accent, where I'm from, like the air bounces, like explodes out, and then it bounces off my hard palate and it comes out the mouth like that. And that's how like people from like East London, Essex kind of tend to talk a lot of the time. So that sounds quite hard, that accent, right? And so I've softened mine off over the years quite a lot. And so just that attack itself, if you're from a country that has this kind of glottally sound, then it's going to likely send air out so quickly. Even if you don't have a glottal stop in your accent, some people might start a sentence like just by allowing air to burst out quite quickly. And again, it's just that attack, that initial attack, and it can be bit in your face. Okay, so let's look at the other end of the spectrum where the vocal folds don't really actually come together and we start letting air through before the vocal folds start vibrating together and making the voice sound, the vibration of the voice. So, hi, how are you? I'm doing well. Thank you. As you can see, this is what you'd call breathy. And it's got a kind of, 1980s seductive feel about it, don't you think? The point here is that one is starting very quickly, and the other is just never really stopping. It's always letting air escape. And so it's not necessarily soft. I think the breathiness adds some kind of texture And so it's not ideal either. So we've gone to two extremes now. And actually, I think for any kind of controlled, purposeful, and smoother and softer sounding voices, we want to match it perfectly. So what we want to do is our vocal folds to come together, our vocal onset to be just at the moment that we're speaking. So rather than or ha ha ha, we meet somewhere in the middle. Ha ha ha, or I'm a little bit breathy at the start there. Ha oh yeah. Can you hear the difference? Hey, hey. Yes. Hi. My name is Darren McStay. This is Improve Your Voice. And now I'm speaking weirdly. But this is just an example, okay? It's just something for you to play with. And you never know. It might offer something. Because you're here to speak more smoothly, or more softly rather, and so this can help. This is just another thing. Maybe it works, maybe it doesn't. Let's move on to the next one, shall we? Good. We're kind of coming back to the warm-up where we've felt vibrations. So what we want to do is, recognizing that we can move this this vibration up and down like we did with sirening, so and how we can manipulate that. Again, this is something worth exploring and playing with to find it for yourself, because I'm not there with you, so this you have to do it in your own time. If we can notice where we feel it, not necessarily with our hands, I do this just to help bring my attention to it, but sing. Just play. The thing with this is, if you so happen to speak with a particular accent or language, you may find that rather than thinking of onset, you might find that this placement of your resonance and maybe even the airflow, you could think of it like that, has an effect on the way you sound and the way you speak. And so if you're down here, could you is it possible to is it possible to speak up here? That's not really soften, isn't it? The effort that goes into some of those extremes is a little forced, because the move up there is a little bit out of your natural zone. So maybe we could sort of, if you find yourself you can feel the ringing when you speak, hey, 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 whoa. If you're someone who speaks up there, or you find yourself, you know, vibrating more here than down here, let's find a balance. Also, if you find yourself vibrating lower here, you might want to bring it up. Perhaps you've got a naturally deep voice, therefore you're already going to be deep when you're, you know, settling in the middle. But maybe you've got a very high voice, and so when you're naturally settled, the sound is in the middle as well. But what it is finding those extremes, or without really pushing too much, and finding a way to settle in the middle. So going, a place that you can settle, a place that you can feel relaxed, a place that feels natural and neutral, comfortable. You're going to have your own comfortable, but if your current way of speaking is too hard or not soft enough, perhaps you can play with this resonance. So humming up and down and finding a place. And when you find it, try and aim for the middle, right here, to the lips. So you consider your vocal onset, and then you consider the resonance moving forward, and you can slow yourself down. And then I'm not sure if perhaps I am speaking too much softer. It's certainly smoother, but I think it's soft, because soft isn't just about the texture. It could also be, I changed my accent now, it could also be about how you approach it. Okay, so I've just recorded the beginning of this video now, realizing that you might not have had one. So hopefully you're back here and you've got your straw and your water and your glass. And what we're going to do is very similar to the first calming breath we did, but we're going to do it now through a straw into water. And what this is going to, I won't tell you yet. And what you might notice is it doesn't take a huge amount of effort to make bubbles. And what you're trying to aim to do when you do this as an exercise, remember, is to keep the bubbles consistent and not too big that they sort of jump up to the top of the glass. So you want a rolling bubbles, consistent in size. And this, you're going to notice that it doesn't take a huge amount of effort. But whatever effort it does take is all you need for speaking. A little caveat, this could make you a little lightheaded. But it can also, again, calm you down a little more like we did at the beginning. And we're also learning control. Can you add voice to it now? Hum with it. Now, if I hum the way I did earlier, and put it through there, it's a little bit more than it needs to be. So maybe I was putting too much effort in myself, perhaps because I'm teaching and I'm trying to show off. Who knows? Sometimes we do that unconsciously. Perhaps it's something in your unconscious that's, you know, saying that wants to be heard, and that's why it comes across aggressive or not as smooth or as soft as you'd like. Now, I'm just assuming that everyone sounds aggressive, that's why they're here, but it might not be true for you, right? Let's have a go. Okay, so that effort is all that's needed to create sound. We've got the vocal onset, we've got this lovely flow now, and if we can find that neutral place to send the air to, like we're breathing through a straw, we're softening our voice. I believe it sounds softer, but there's more that we can do. I made a couple of videos now. The last video I made talked a little bit about Laban efforts. My video on how to do 100 distinctly different voices also went through some of these. And there's a particular effort that consists of sustained, direct, and light. So we're very focused with our voice, very light in our approach. And it's sustained, meaning we don't break it up so much. And this is called gliding in the Laban effort scale. And so if we can consider our voice as gliding, think of a light plane in the breeze, gently going through. Can you imagine that being your voice? And the words just floating, not floating, but gliding across to the other person, directly, gently. And if you can do this, how does it affect your voice? We've looked at physical ways. This is an imaginary way. What's it done to my voice? This is what I'm using right now. Moving on further from that, number 7 is the action. The action is how I'm trying not to use my voice like with that one, but how I'm trying to affect the audience. An action is a verb. It's something that I do to you. So let's have a look. If I'm trying to calm someone, it's okay, calm down, it's going to be okay. That's very similar to pacifying. Hey, okay, let's just be cool here. Or maybe even to soothe. Is everything okay? If I'm soothing you, I'm allowing you to feel like everything's okay. Calm. Is this softer? Not necessarily smoother. It could sound pedantic, I'm not sure. Sorry, I just got a little scared then. I'm in a cellar in a hotel and there was a funny noise. Could have been. I'm a blower, swimming pool. Worries me. But if I'm trying to soothe, am I trying to soften? Speak softly. Is this softening my voice? Because I can do this at more volume. It's okay. Everything's fine. And I'm speaking more softly because I'm trying to do something to you. I'm trying to pacify you, to calm you, to soothe you. And this intention, this action, actually allows me to speak more softly in my approach. Okay, look, I said there's going to be one bonus tip, and it kind of follows on. These are all, I've put these in a specific order, these. But this bonus tip is like the last one. But if you didn't quite get actioning and how that works, then perhaps this will do it for you. If I imagine this microphone is the person I'm speaking to right now. Oh, you can't see the microphone. It's just there. Now, if I'm speaking to you and I imagine that I'm talking to a baby, an infant baby's ear, how does that change the way you speak? Hi. Is everything okay? How are you today? Oh, that's good. I hope this video has been useful and you can see some value in how you can speak more softly by changing not only the way you physically create a sound, but also how you intentionally affect the audience or the person you're speaking to. Of course, this might sound pedantic, rude. You might think that I'm completely taking the... But I'm not. You have to practice. You have to play with it. And if you want it to speak more softly, the tools in here, worked on, experimented with, could be very useful. That's it. That's all the tips for today. Hopefully you got something out of them. I thought I should let you know, the algorithm hasn't been favouring my channel recently, and I'm going to ask you if it's okay that you hit the like button. Share it with someone if you think they get value from it. Subscribe if you haven't, and hit the notifications bell so you know when my next videos are coming up. Also, let me show you this. Many people are looking for a bit more from the channel, a bit more from me, and not everyone can really afford my online courses or is willing to make such a commitment. So what I've decided to do is to open up membership perks here on the channel. I've set up three tiers. The first one is called Friendly Supporter, where you can get loyalty badges, custom emojis, members-only live chats and priority replies to your comments. This first tier is a great way for you to say thank you to me and actually help support the creation of more, with a few bonuses. There's also the option of becoming a dedicated fan, where you'll get everything in the first tier, but also, let's have a look, early access to new videos, member shout-outs, and members-only in-depth video tutorials. So here you're going to get some specific videos that go into a little bit more detail on some of the topics that we cover, and of course I'll be allowing members to suggest what those videos might be, and if there's any common popular themes, I'll be producing videos just for members on those topics. Or perhaps maybe you're someone who wants a little bit more from this and would like to join the VIP Insider, because in this I'm going to give monthly voice analysis and feedback on your recordings, but also there's going to be some members only live streams, so you can, you know, have questions answered in real time. But whatever you choose, you'll have me to guide you. There's hundreds of videos to explore. There's going to be competitions, and there's also going to be discounts to my online courses for those people who are members. And so thank you for watching. My name's Darren McStay. This is Improve Your Voice. This has been How to Speak More Softly. And until the next time, look after your voice. I have so many tales to tell.